Welcome to a Laugh Track podcast. I would be your host, Matt Smith, and with me today is John Richards, one of the brainchilds from the mothership behind Outland. Is that a good way to describe you, John?
I think it's credited in the actual show, Matt. Yeah, I think that's spot on what the ABC calls it.
Tell me a bit about the show.
It's about a game that's been science fiction fan. There's five members of the group, and they've been ousted recently from a larger group and are now forced into this new sort of intimacy where they meet in each other's houses. And each episode takes place in a different location. So it's almost like it's a sort of sitcom where the actual sit keeps moving. We have a different location, and each episode focuses on one of the characters, so you get to know more about them through basically going into their home. In the same way that it used to be easy to go into someone's house and just look through their DVDs and CDs and then judge them. Our show has that, where the characters are going in for the first time to these people's houses to learn more about them.
John, you've been working on trying to get Outland on television since 1973. can you tell me how it's changed during that time?
Yeah, there was the Mesozoic period, and then there was us. It started in 2005. Adam Richard and I wrote a pilot script for it. Went to the ABC, went to SBS, no real interest, because for some reason the whole gay science fiction fan club concept just wasn't firing at that time. We made a short film of it, which then went into festivals and went around the world. So then we went back to the ABC, and they sort of got interest at that point. The funny thing about it, because there was quite a lot of development, the weird thing is that everyone who's seen the short film watches the first episode of Outland and goes, it's the same thing. It's still clearly the same story and the same characters. It's just, I think, deeper, perhaps, than it was before.
Which closet did you think was bigger to come out of, being a science fiction fan or being gay then?
Well, because it is on the premises that they're all out about being gay, and the whole show is like, all the characters are gay, so therefore it's not really a drama. But the science fiction is the thing they're all closeted about, and that pretty much was my experience too, as well. In my teens, I was involved in Doctor Who fan clubs. Then I discovered boys, and I went and did that for a while. And certainly, it was a bit of a shameful secret. I was at a party, and someone made a joke about Daleks going upstairs. And I genuinely had this argument in my head about whether I should correct them, because Daleks were the first thing going upstairs in remembrance of the Daleks, or whether that was just going to completely destroy any chance of being treated like a normal human being. So I think actually the science fiction closet was, I think, a bigger one. I actually still see this as a really mainstream show. Like, the ABC said, what would you play this with? And I thought, well, Miranda is what I'd play it with. I kind of felt the science fiction fans would probably be on board, because the whole gay world, we do take offence. My people do take offence. And both groups, I think, are being used to being portrayed so badly on television and by comedy that there was always going to be, I think, a nervousness about the show. And a lot of what Adam and I have been doing is kind of trying to stress that we are gay and we are fans. So it is coming from a knowledge of this world. And certainly the first clips ever, I think, we've got played in public from Outland were played at the Continuum Science Fiction Convention here in Melbourne.
Yeah,
it was more the gay reaction I was a bit nervous about. We had some screenings too in Sydney and in Melbourne to kind of show it to people, and I think it's been great that people have really come on board. And also it played at the Seattle Queer Film Festival, which I went over for back in October last year. We won an audience award. So I kind of feel like we're starting to get the stamp of approval.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And so do you reckon in another 6 years or so we can look forward to a second series?
Yeah, we'll follow the English tradition. There is rumour of a second series. I think we just have to wait to see how it goes. And it's funny because my worry is that people are going to go, I'm not gay or I'm not a science fiction fan, I'm not going to watch this, which is a bit like saying, I don't own a bookshop, so I don't watch black books. People should watch it because I think it's actually a really good comedy. And I think it's quite different to an Australian comedy. I think that's what we're all waiting to see, though, is what the reaction is before we can see whether or not we get a second series.
What would you be working on next then?
Curiously enough, the ABC has genuinely been looking for a science fiction piece for that Doctor Who slot. And I have a couple of things sort of heading there. But it's all, you know, the thing, I mean, it's been a 7-year journey for this one. So in the meantime, I do the Box Cutters podcast. I'm doing some spoken word pieces around the place. I'm doing an event for Midsummer called Queer Nerd, which they invited me to perform at. I don't know why. And also thinking Acme about sex and violence on television. So at the moment, there's stuff out there, and I'm just going to kind of quietly wait and see what happens.
Tell the listeners out there, when's your show? When can they tune in?
Starts Wednesday the 8th of February at 9:30, which is actually a pretty good night. There's going to be new Ab Fab special is at 8 p.m. that night, the 20th anniversary special, and then Gordon Street Night, and then us, and then David and Margaret. So, you know, that's a pretty good lineup.
Good lineup,
and
yeah.
And on the iView, of course, as well.
John Richards, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Matt.